Other ways lust tricks us. It's easy to become addicted to substances such as cigarettes or alcohol, even if they are initially unpleasant. In other circumstances, sinful activity may appear extremely attractive right from the outset, and we may succumb without thinking of the consequences. For example, if we see a beautiful diamond ring that we want to own but cannot afford, our desire may become so strong that we forget about anything else. We think only, "Wouldn't it be nice to have that ring? How wonderful it would look on my finger, and how envious people would be." The mind has convinced us that owning the ring will bring great pleasure, and so we steal it without thinking of the consequences. However, circumstances change quickly. Once we have left the store with the ring, feeling entranced by our new possession, a police car suddenly pulls up beside us on the street. The jeweler has sounded the alarm, and we are unceremoniously arrested and thrown in jail. As we sit in our cell, we have plenty of time to wonder, "Mind, how did you get me into this mess?" We are left in an even more painful situation than when we started. Although we may have been unhappy without the ring, we are far more miserable for having stolen it and suffered the consequences. The end result is similar to the one encountered by alcoholics. A person who becomes accustomed to the taste of alcohol may drink to enjoy an altered state of consciousness and forget life's troubles. Although the experience is initially pleasurable, eventually it becomes a painful addiction. Then the alcohol drinks to maintain a precarious sense of balance, to keep from feeling sick, to numb the pain, or to stop the shaking. Whether we steal, drink, or indulge in other forms of sense gratification, the ultimate outcome is often far worse than the original condition we were trying to escape. This is how lust keeps us trapped. Once we give in, the mind tricks us again and again. It knows our weaknesses and whispers to us seductively, "Here's your chance. You know you want it. Go for it." If our mind does not have access to our intelligence, the faculty of discernment, we will repeatedly fall prey to these temptations. Some people have been trying to stop drinking for years, resolving every morning not to take another drink. Yet, before the day is over, they have reverted to their old habits. Others have spent most of their lives in jail because every time they are released, their passion and lust cause them to commit crimes again, despite all resolutions to the contrary.